Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. We continue to discuss the halachis of the Zaken Mamre. Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Ein Mamisa Naisa, he does not get Misa. Loi Bebezdin Shabeirai, not in the Bezdin, in his town. Let's remember what happens. He comes home, and even though the Sanhedrin told him that he's wrong, he still tells the people in his town to go according to his psak. Now, he can be judged by the local Bezdin, because they're a Bezdin of 23, they can give Misa. But he shouldn't be put to death in his own town. V'loi Bebezdin Shebeyavna. We also don't give a Misa in Yavna. Why would I give a Misa in Yavna? So the Batanur explains as follows. Let's remember, 40 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, the Sanhedrin left the Beis HaMikdash and moved to different towns. One was Yavna. If you remember the Gemara that we usually learn on Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked the Roman Caesar to spare Yavna and its Chachamim. So the Batanura explains. We're talking about a case over here where this Zaken Mamre was brought before the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas Hagazis in the Beis HaMikdash. He comes home, and after a while he starts telling people to do according to his psak, even though the Sanhedrin told him that he's not right. But by now, the Sanhedrin is no longer in Yerushalayim. They already moved to Yavna. So Zakta Mishnah, he can't get his Misa in Yavna, ela rather, Malunoisi lebezna gadol shebi Yerushalayim, we bring him up to the Bezna gadol in Yerushalayim. Now there's different pshatim over here, but the simplest pshat is, he doesn't get Misa. Misa can only be given if the Sanhedrin is in the Lishkas Hagazis in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, ela rather, Malunoisi lebezna gadol shebi Yerushalayim, and if you can't do that, see, he doesn't get Misa. There are other pshatim, but that's the simplest pshat. Okay, either way, when he does get Misa, Zok the Mishnah Vayter, we wait for the next Yom Tov, whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos. When everyone comes to Yerushalayim to be Oil Regel, Uma Misa Naisa Biregel, and he's executed during the time that people come to be Oil Regel, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'chala Am Yishmu V'yirau, everyone will hear and fear, and they won't sin anymore like this. Rabbi Kiva is the alt Rabbi Yekiva. Rabbi Huda says, "Ein ma'anin es dina shelzeh." We can't hurt him. We can't delay the misa. Once he knows he's chayiv misa, it's a terrible torture to sit and wait for the misa. El ma'misa naisa miyad. V'kaisven v'shalchem, and we write messengers and send them. B'chala makaymes to all places where Yidden live, and they have the story written down that everyone should read, everyone should hear, that Ish Pliny, Ben Ish Pliny, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, Neschayev Misa Bebezn. And Memela, everyone will hear what happened. But to have him wait until Yom Tov, Zok Rabbi Huda, that we don't do. So again, we learned in our Mishnah, he doesn't get Misa in the Bezn in his town, and not in the Bezn in Yavna. According to the Batanur, that means as follows. He already was in Yerushalayim when the Bezin was in the Lishkas Hagazis. They told him he's wrong. He comes back, starts telling people he's right. But by now, the Bezin is no longer in the Lishkas Hagazis. They had to move to Yavna already. He doesn't get Misa. He can only get Misa if he can be brought to Yerushalayim. Then the Mishnah told us they wait until Yom Tov. He gets Misa on Yom Tov as a halt Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda says that would be Inui Hadin. Rather, he gets Misa right away. The Pasuk says everyone has to know. So they write down on paper what happened, and they send shluchim throughout all the places to takalet everyone know.